We are on Daf Nun Amed Beis. Let us again start the sugya from the Matona Hayach. We hear in the Mishnah that we're not goyve menachosim mishubodim, ein nefroy menachosim mishubodim, v'mokim sheyesh nachosim b'nei chayrin, v'afilu hein ziburis. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that even though Baal Choyv Dine Bebeinenis, and the Lekuchis Hebeinenis, he cannot go to the Lekuchis to be Goyve from them Beinenis, no, he has to go to the Loive and get the Bullets. Isboi Rabachavoi Barami, Bematona Hayach. What will the Aloche be if those who have the karka, receive the karka from the loyde, are not loykrim, they are mekablei matone. Do we say, takantu dovet rabonu mishum psei de lekuchis? The whole takone was, the lekuchis paid for it, and therefore, if you'll take away from them the karka they had purchased, they never have it. So memele, so chazal held mitikun oilom, it is kedai to be mevata on the schus of the malve, in order to prevent a pseida de lekuchis, that we should not ever have it. Ava matone, deleke pseida de lekuchis. But by matone, there is no pseida de lekuchis. They got it for free. So they won't be losing anything, theoretically, if the malve takes it from them. So Mamela here, we reckon with the schus of the malve. He has a right to beininis. So Mamela, we entitle him to be goyve beininis. Right. So Mamela here, there is no tikkun ha'ilam to mon from the life. I do me matone nami. Because matone is similar to lukuches. He loved the islay hanami nelo yoivlei matone. That, but the mekabel matone, received a matone from the loive, and the reason was because he was doing a lot of toivis for him, so therefore the loive felt indebted, and therefore he gave him this matone. So there's also a pseide, that means he had done a lot of ishtadlos to get the matone, and if you'll take away the matone from him, so there's a pseide. So, hilkach ki pseide de lekuchis bomi, so this is equivalent to pseide de lekuchis, and therefore, the loch is that we will mum from the ziburis of the loive and not from the beininis of the lekuchis. That was the shaila of Rabbi Chadla. Amalei ma'a kishisha bereida rapistola rabashi toshma. Shimara sha'oma tnu mosayim zuzlaplaini. Shimara said that he's mechalik nechosav al piv. He says how you should settle the Yerusha. Tnu masayim zuz leplaini. Give masayim zuz leplaini. V'gimel meyis leplaini. V'dalet meyis leplaini. So he divided up 900 zuz, but he was magdin the Baal Masayim to the Baal Sholosh, the Baal Sholosh to the Baal Arba. Ein Eimrim, we do not say kolakaydim b'shtar zache. I do not say that whoever he mentioned first has a din kedime in this matone. He is assured, he should be the most assured to get his matone. I don't say this. Ein Eimrim kolakaydim b'shtar zache. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, matan ha'echim shibud, shall mishubodim alolu ene machmas meches, mishubod not because it was sold to them, alush nisonim b'matonel, acher shalovim izeh, after he had borrowed, v'shiyo zeburis lofono, his hayich migvi, he gave a matonel, acher shalovim izeh, gave a matonel after all the kakois became mishub. V'shiyo zeburis lofono, hayich migvi, mizeburis b'neicheir, mebenis mishubod. Einaimim kolakaydim v'shtar tzavor zocher likodim, which means shlo yitlo achroinim elamashe shaya harishin, that the achroinim are only permitted to take after the Rishon received his chela. Shim yachsa, that means if there is missing in the nifsei hanoisen, shlo yimotsu shom kolkach, vayia nifsei the Rishon. So, a kaponim, he was the first one that was mentioned that the matona should be given to him. So, perhaps we say, vayia nifsei the Rishon. We don't say such a thing. Vikivin deloy ama achav leplaini, since he did not say that after he gets, then the second one gets. So memele, so without the word achav, lav davka agdeme, so that what he mentioned, the Baal Mosayim first, is, there's no specific reason why he was mentioned first. Elashiyev shalaiti shneidvon kechod, he can't mention all of them but basachas. So memele, so he mentioned him first. But the mentioning first does not give him any skusim over the other mekablei maton. So therefore, so now that this is the first aloch, ein aimrim kolakayne b'shtazoch lefiho. Now we say a second aloch, yotza olav shtachoyf. Now what is if a shtachoyf was yotza and the nichsei haloive is goive mikulam. So memela, all are achroi to pay for the chayv. What does Rashi say? Yotzolov shtalchoy mal hameis, la'achar shegogu eilu. Each one got his chaylik, is goyven mikulam. Now it doesn't mean goyven mikulam, kloima. Kulam nifsodim bedova. Each one will have a hefset. That means all of them are equal. All of them are now bailam on the nifsei haloive. So in the pirayin achoiv, all of them have to lose. Lefi chelkom b'nechosem. Ish lefi chelke. Balaba meyais nifsad yais emikulo. Since he's a larger bailam than the others, so he has a bigger chelik, so he has to lose more. Shahadin lazu lechalik lachash yifru lozeh. Because the halacha is that after he'll be goyve from one of these kakois, then they redivide. So in the kake that is being given to the malve, so the balei matone lose according to their chelik. V'chalik la'chishiv l'zeh michel k'shlechmeh. Shem yotza aleim. Sana Rashi explained, Shem yotza aleim chayiv shalmone. If there was a chayiv shalmone, chilken oisai l'tisha chalokim. So this, just like in the whole, all the nechosim, each one has different chalokim, different percentages in the nechosim. So in the peroin achoi, it has to be paid according to the percentage in the nechosim that each one possesses. So we'll divide it up in 9 chalokim. Yishalim zeh beis chalokim zeh shloisha zeh dal. That's case number one, that there was never mentioned that the first mekabel batona has a tin kedim. Avo. What if they said nu masayim zuz leplayni? Va'achov leplayni. After he gets his masayim zuz, then there's left over, so the other one will get sholosh meizuz va'achov leplayni. And I say, so in the division of the nifsei hanoisen, Oimrim, we say, kol ha-koydim b'shtar zoch. That means, who has a din kedime to get his chaylik? Kol ha-koydim b'shtar zoch. What does Rashi say? No Rashi. So forget, because that's an achav l'plaini. That means he has to get his masayim zuz. If there's anything left over, so then, if there's anything left over, so then, then the next one can get v'achav l'plaini. Yeah. Aval im omar tnu mosayim zuz l'plaini v'achav l'plaini. I'm going to call a kaidim b'shtar zocha. כל הקיינים בשטר הזאת. לפיכו, ואיפה? יוצא אולו שטר חוי. If a שטר חוי was now יוצא בנכסי הנויסי, גויבה מן האחר. So he is first גויבה מן האחר. אין לוי, if the אחר does not have a sufficient amount to pay up the complete חוי, גויבה משל הפונו, then he's גויבה from the next one. אין לוי גויבה משל לפני פונו. Now, let us see what Rashi says. גויבה מן האחר. We gave it from the last mikabel matan. So now Rashi says, "Shafilu yotzo shtar choy koydim shegovlein." Now Rashi says two cases. Afilu was yotzo shtar choy koydim shegovlein. That means the shtar choy the halva was before the shchimra died. Vegovo bal choy veschoy. So they didn't take anything yet, and the bal choy was gove es choy. Have a horishin litzavo. So now, so let us be megashim dinyin. Let us say that the choiv was, let's say, amone. So now there's only 800 zuz left. Have a horishin litzavo, koid of ligveis esanimse. He's the first one. First, I have to make sure that I get my masayim zuz. Ad she yigve kol choiv. So the Rishash says it's not kol choyvo, it's not a choyv, kol matonose. He has to get his matona because he has a din k'tina. Va'acho yito sheni. Va'hashlishi yafse. So that is, if the choyv was nigve before they had a chance, b'chlal to take. Al kaponim, the Rishon is a din k'tina, I am the first choice to take what's left over from the Nichsei Haloid. Vahashtanami. Now, who are them? If they were Goyve first, the Baal Masayim took Masayim, the Baal Shalish took Shalish Meis, and the Baal Abba took Abba Meis, and now the Loive, the Malva comes to be Goyve, is also, he goes to the Achrein. He goes to the Achrein. Ein Loi, Ein Bishel Achrein, Kedei Chiyuv Ashtar, so then you go back. So there's no chilek if the malve was goive from the nechosim before they were mechalikit, or if he's goive afterwards. But al koponim, this is kolol in the tzavor of the nesim. The first one has to be assured that he'll get his mosaimzus. Now, this is the barais. Finished. Now, the gemara continues. Ba'afal gav dekamo beninis hu basra ziburis. Now the Gemara puts in a nekuda over here, which we have to understand where the Gemara got this from. But before we understand it, let's just see what the Gemara says. He says, and the Baraisa says that if he said, Masayim Laplaini, Ba'achav Laplaini, Ba'achav Laplaini, so then, ha'achrein, so goive min ha'achrein. You go to the achrein, and you take from the achrein. So the Gemara says, the baraisa means also, even though the achrein has ziburit, and the rishin has beininis, you'll be goive from the achrein. How the Gemara knew this? We'll discuss this. But that's what the Gemara says. So memele, Ba'avagav dekama beininis, ubasko ziburis, mi ziburis govi, mi beininis loy govi, shma mi no de matone na mi ovid rabonin takanto. So memela, I was not poishet to shayla. Here we have a case of three matones, and be'emison, the rishon is equivalent to mishibodim, legabi da achroinim, and here it says that the malve is goive from the achoinim, which are equivalent to b'nei choirim, and they're not goive from the beininis of the mekabel matone. Ishma mino v'matone na mi'ovid rabonun takam. Now let us see Rashi. Miziburis govi. The malve is goive from the ziburis mi'basra. Kida amora. That's what the Baraisa says. Dekame kodim. because the first one is a dinkdime. The omar lei, and he tells the later ones, shenishtabdu li trile, kaidim sheoma va'achrov leploini. So before the va'achrov, so mine became a shabodim, and the rest were b'nei chayrim. Ha'yishalim mishabodim v'ashah b'nei chayrim. V'hutal dinach aleim. So he tells them all, but listen, when I got my matone, before he started telling the rest of the iznachosim, so I had a din of mishabodim, this is b'nei chayrim. V'hutal dinach aleim. Hilkach basre shokel dinach, take from the last one. Alma b'matonin amim rinin, in the freim and the chosim, b'shabodim, b'okim, b'shiyash b'nei chayrim, afilu, the malva is losing, the malva is taking ziburis, and the makabu matonin is remaining with bait. That's the Gemara's eye. So, kan shoyil aben, how did the Gemara figure this out? That is the shayla. By makabu matonin, do we say, and goyim in the chosim, b'shabodim, b'okim, b'shiyash b'nei afilu ziburis, or don't we say this? So the Gemara on its own accord said, well, speaking about such a case, who told you, maybe not speaking about such a case. So I'd like to mention two Mahalchim in Rishonim, how to explain the Gemara, how the Gemara understood that it's speaking about that the Kama took Beninis and the Basra took Ziburis. The Rashba says, Amor Dikechidish. The Rashba wants to say that this person is settling his Nechosa. Now we see who did he favor? He favored the first one, because he said, Achav Leplay, you have first choice. You have to get your Masayim Sus. If there's something left, the second one can get. But we see he favored the first one. So therefore, the Rashba says, if in the Matone there's Beinonis and Ziburis, so let us try to figure out who did he want to get the Beinonis? The first one. We see he favored the first one. Yeah. Atkan Loshon HaRashba. I'd like to say a shtikel ha'ore on the Rashba. There's a Mirdike Rashbam in Baba Basra that asks a different ha'ore. The Gemara tells us a story. The first one he gave 200, the second he gave 300, the third one he gave 400. It's interesting numbers over here. So the Rashbam asks a kasher. Why did it say this chesma 2, 3, 4? So he says, we see which one did he like best. He liked the last one the best, because he gave him 400. The middle one he liked next to the best, he gave him 300. The first one he gave 200. So best he liked the last one, because he gave him more money. V'afalpikin, if he said v'achov, so in this nekuda I gave the rishon adin kedimah. That's the chiddush of the baraisa. That means even though I see that from the kamus of the Nesine, he really liked the last one more than the other two, but he said Achov, so the Rishon is assured with his chalik, because I'm supposed to get my chalik. So a component from the Rashbam we see, that he liked the last one better. There's a besundere din in Achov. So Memela Mehechi Taisi, should we say that in Beinonis he wants to give the Rishon? Mehechi Taisi. In Kamus he wants to give the Achen better than the Rishon. And in Eichus he wants to give the Rishon the Beinonis. So Lechere, we have to understand the smell of the Rashba. The Ritve says over here a beautiful pshat. The Ritve says there's no such thing you give it. If you have Beinonis and Ziburis, So let's say there was a chalukah of 900 zuz over here. So let's assume, this Beinonis and Ziburis, 450 zuz of Beinonis, 450 zuz of Ziburis. So they all divided up equally. So each one gets half of his chalik be Beinonis and half of the chalik be Ziburis. That's the Yashidika chalik. I mean, There was no gilui from the noisen that one should be a bigger yachsen than the other in this nekuda. So they're all equal. So they divide equally. Each one gets half venus, half zibur. So now let's see what the Baraisa says. The Baraisa says,
that Yotza Aleim Shtachai, Goyve Mina Achai. Goyve Mina Achai. So that you take the whole thing from the Achai. And should be. The Malva can find us, the Yabainin is, I'll take the covered Godel. But you're Zebulis, why should I take from you? Let me go to the previous one today. Maiden is Bebainin is. It says, Goyve Mina Achai, Shtetach Do, that we give the Malva the Zeburis of the Achai, he doesn't go back to the baininess of the previous Mekabu Matone. Zatman doch, that filled by Mekabu Matone, we also say, and goyvim in the chasam ishabodim, b'mokim sheyesh b'nechay. So we pray shet the shayim. Emfet the Gemara, hoche b'mayaskinon b'balchay. So the Gemara says, I got news for you. This Baraisa is not talking about Matones, it's talking about the old Balei Chayvus over here. All Balei Chayvus, and he's paying up his Chayvus. These three people are three Malvim. The three Malvim. One lent him 200 Zuz, one lent him 300 Zuz, one lent him 400 Zuz, and he's paying up his Chayvus. So he said, this should take 200, this 300, this 400. So we'll see in a minute. Hachem Mayaskinen. Bebalchai, we're speaking about a balchai. So the Gemara says, what tnu come up? It says tnu. So tnu means that, he's giving a matone. Shmuel says, no, tnu bechayvi come. Pay him up. I owe him money, pay him up to fight. Let us see what Rashi says so far. The balchai, Oyson Shaom Aleim Pnulem Kach Vekach Malvim Hoyu Ognam Amalvim. Fine. Fregt the Gemara. So then this whole thing is very modern. V'lechzi Shtore Deman Kodim. So then the whole thing doesn't make sense. We have to see who the first Malva was. Who lent the money first? Who lent the money second? Lent the money third? So Rashi says. V'lechzi Shtore Davo Deman Kodim. We have to see. That means in Shibud, so the Malva Horishain has a din kedima. The Malva Shaini is not afterwards. Malva Shlishi is afterwards. The Malva Mucha. So the Mela, so the Gemara is asking a double kash. Amai, Oslin and Bosso, the Kodim and Mucha, the Tzavo. So in the second case, we see what he said first. He said, give to the Messiah. The Achav Leplaini, he gets Messiah. And Shudik. We're talking about, you're not giving matonis over here, we're talking about balichoides. So the malve mugdim is a dinkdim. If the malve mugdim is the first one, he gets his 400 zuz. If there's anything left over, it's good. If not, not. What's shot in the sefer that whoever he was magdim gets first? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, inami bereshe kiloi oma va'achov amai goive mikulom. So why are all equal? They're not all equal. The first malve is a din kedime. So that means you're not goive mikulam, you're goive from the later malve, from the balchay mocha. So Mamela, so the Gemara says that the whole thing doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, the lekesh tole. There was no shtar halvo over here. So Rashi says, the halvo, the milva alpe avoy. It was a milva alpe. We'll come back to this in 1 second. Frek de Gemore, v'kol akoydem b'shtar koma. If it's talking about malvim, there was a shtar. It says kol akoydem b'shtar koma. Simon says b'shtar pakedito. Kol akoydem is in the tzivoy. He said who to give first, but there's no shtar halvo. Pakedito tzavo. Now we have to understand what the Gemore is saying. Rashi says it's speaking about a milva alpe. So, when I first learned the Gemara, so I had a problem. A milva alpe, if you hold shibuda deraisa. If you hold shibuda deraisa, so pshat is a milva alpe, the business, I lend you money, your kak is mishubut to me. Next month someone else lends you money, so he's a balchoy mucha, my shibuda is kodim to your shibuda. If you don't see Buddha deraisa, Mika, then you come on from the kuchas also. I mean, I have a shibud, you bought it, you bought my shibud. Chazal made a takone, since there's no koil by a milva, I'll pay, you don't come on from the kuchas. But legabi the loiva alone, where there's no onion of koil, so memele, the zikha, a bal choiv mukdim is before a bal choiv mucha. So what is Pshat and Rashi? Rashi says it's a milvah peh. So what? So what if there's a milvah peh? How did that help the situation? We're not money from Lekuchis. We're money from the Yerushay Haloyver. So, Baruch Hashem, I found the Rashba is Moira Diskashe. And the Rashba says, the Gemara doesn't mean it's a milvah peh. Milvah peh means there was Edom. There was no Edom either. There was nothing. That means three people borrowed money from him, and none of them have any proof that they lent him money, and when they borrowed him the money. So Mamela, without him, they have no susan whatsoever. I mean, each one says, I lent you money first, but they have no proof whatsoever. This loive came to say, you know what? Reuven lent me Mosayim Zuz, Elul, Shimon lent me Tishrei, Levi lent me in Cheshvan. That's what the Loive say. Now, we believe the Loive. So for Kelsa, the Loive is telling us which one was first. The Loive is telling us. Without the Loive, they can't prove anything. So and the Loive is telling us. So we believe the Loive because he has a Migul. Kip said, I never borrowed a penny from you. I'm finished. And then they... So their whole schus of gviya from his nechosim is from the loiv, and the loiv says he is a bigger schus. The Baal Masayim is a bigger schus. So that's the story. That's how the Rashba says, and the Rashba says, we hold Shibuddha the Raisa, it didn't look like this. Now, what Rashi holds, if Rashi holds Shibuddha the Rabbonon, it's not like, I don't know, Klor, I mean, he doesn't mention Rashi, but Al Kaponim the Rashba says, that's Al Kaponim the Rashba says, Pshat. So Memele, so we're talking about a Baal Chayv. Oh, so they're all Baal Chayv. Now let's understand the Barais. So let's go to the second half of the Barais. The second half of the Barais says as follows. Yotza Aleihem Shtar Chayv. Goyvim in Ahachayim. And then Eimla Goyvim Ufonu. Eimla Goyvim Shnei Fonu. Now, what's the story over here? What happened over here? Yotza Aleihem Shtar Chayv means a fourth Malva comes. Now this fourth Malva lent him money in Nissan. That means these three Malvim, it was Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan. But this fourth Malva comes, and Shuldik Rabbi Yisrael, I'm a Baal Chayv Kodim, I lent him money in Nissan, so we'll see in Taisvis, a Baal Chayv Me'ucher, Shegove, Ma Shegove Le'gove. I mean, you took, and Shuldik. I'm before you, I have a Din Kedime, so I take away from you. So how does he take away? He takes away from the last one. There's not enough from the last one. He takes the middle one. And then he takes from the first one. That's Pshat in the Barais. But there's a Meir Bikar Rashba. The Rashba asks Akash over here. We had said that if the Rishin has Beinonis and the Achrein has Ziburis, we're going with the Ziburis from the Achrein. This Malve, Mugdim, the fourth Malve that comes, he lent him money in Nissan, he should go over to the first Malve that lent money in Elul, he should give him a tap on the shoulder, and Shuldik, you have Beinonis, this guy has Ziburis, I have Shibudi Koidim, Bal Chayv Me'ucher Shegove Ma Shegove Loigove. This Beinonis belongs to me. Let him go and take the Beinonis. We will medayik from the Baraisa that he goes to the last one and he leaves the Beinonis by the first one. But the Rashba, why? You're a Bal Chayv Me'ucher. The first is also a Bal Chayv Me'ucher. So the Rashba, and it's gepasken like this in Shulchan Aruch, Mikan Anu Loimde, that the whole din that a Baal Chayv Me'ucher Shegove Ma Shegove Loigove is if the first Baal Chayv will not get anything. But if the Baal Chayv will get paid, you're getting paid. I'm staying with the Beinonis that you can't take away from me. As long as you're getting paid, you take how much the Chayv is, and you can't take away, you're getting paid. So even though I have to find the Beinonis, it's not called I'm taking away from you, you go and take from the last Malva. That is pshat in the first teretz of the Gemara. The boy is saying it. Now the Gemara says a second teretz. Afilu matone nami. It could be it's speaking about what we learned till now. that it's speaking about a mekabel matone, v'loi kashe, my goy v'mina achin, ein nipsat el achin. You shouldn't take literally that your goyve from the last mekabel matone, and that means even the last mekabel matone is ziburis, you take his ziburis and not the beinonis. No, it doesn't mean that. It means he takes his beinonis. He takes his beinonis from the first one. But then we're going to redivide. And when we redivide, so the achin is going to lose. That means in the new division, the achin is going to lose. Because that was achav leploini, v'achav leploini. Let's see what Rashi says. Mi boy say, meloi lo mikama beinonis, upasra ziburis mikama govi. The shokel dine. I'm on, from the Kame, the Malva months from the first Makab and Toma. Well, Yom HaBematon, by Maton, we don't say, Nefloim, Nechos, Meshabot, and Mokim, Shesh, Menechay. Well, my Goyve, Minahachim, that what it says, that he's Goyve from the last one, and we were Medaik, and the last one has the Buddhist, you take from the last one, Ein Einisa Dala Achim, it means that the last one, only the last one is going to lose. The Hinami Govi Mikama, Asilo will take the Beinanis from the first one, and then he goes to the Achim, but goes to Mimeni. Mimeni, he takes from the Achim. The Amalei, less loch le mishkol mikamo. He says, you can't take from me. That means, I have a din kadima, so whatever. So now, even though my kaka was taken away from me, now I'll take away from you. But the kaka, taka, the bainless, is taken away from the Rishon. Let's see the last verse. Biboy yisayim, that the taka goyve mina achen. The shovel kulo la dodi. It's speaking about not the way you said that the beninis and ziburis, and it's eiskeshpaad yamon from the ziburis of the achen, not from the beninis of the rishon. No, the b'rais is speaking about he left over all the kakois ha-shove. So memele, so you have no right. So then it's goyve mina achen taka. I mean, they all have the same quality of kaka. The boy is aima, dafke goyve mina achen kome ye kaka goyve. That is the Gemara. Now just let's see, Taisvis. Tnu Masayim Zuz Leplaini. So then we say, is Goyva Mikula. So Taisvis says, so Taisvis Nu Masayim Zuz Dafke Bechiyai Gavne. Now in the first case, now we say all are equal, Bafka Bechiyai Gavna, She'ein Einoisim Lehem B'Shovet. He's not giving all of them an equal amount of money. So Memele, so from the Din Kedim is not Raya that he's Machshiv Darishan. He has to mention this three types of Matonis. So, and he can't say everything B'Basacha. So he said it this way. Avom Ha'Yenoisim Lehem B'Shovet. But what if he said 200 to the first and 200 to the second, 200 to the third? Afilu beloy achrov. Afilu, he didn't say achrov leploini. Achrov, it's a guide. Rishash makes achrov. Afilu beloy achrov. Nami kolakayin v'shtazoch. Midilomak nu sheish meis. Leploini, leploini, leploini. Shma minod lagdimay niskav. That means that if he could have said it in a oichen kotzo, he could have said nu sheish meis. Leploini, leploini, leploini. And he mentioned give him 200, him 200, him 200. So there the Hakdome means something. Why was it necessary to be Marech? Could have been Mekatzo. So there he means Take that the Rishon gets first. Goyve Mikulo. Nire dechol echod yitain lefi chelkoi. Kedashken gabit chel denaisen pishnai. So Taisu says, Rashi also said this, that when the Baal Choyve is Goyve, so they lose according to the amount of chalokim they possess in the Yerusha, in the Batone. Just like the Gemara says in Yesh Noichlem, that a Pachoyer who has two chalokim in the Yerusha, like the Baal Chayv, he'll pay in the Piloyim HaChayv, he has to lose his two chalokim. The Rabbeinu Chananu Dime Lamasnis in the Perk Mishahoyo Nosui, the Nire Sheyesh Lachalek. Now, just like it seems what Taisus is saying, Taisus seems to be saying like this. Taisus says that you cheshben according to the chalokim. Now, what will be the din if there's only left 500 zuz, let's say. In the first case, there's only left 500 zuz. How will this be divided? So we'll take the 500 zuz, and then we'll figure out, well, from the 900 zuz, he was supposed to get 4 nines, 3 nines, 2 nines, so memele, so the same cheshbon, the same mathematical cheshbon will come out from 500 zuz. He'll get the same cheshbon from the 500 zuz. That's what Tosfos held. The Ben Hanano said not like this, and the Ben Hanano had a raya from a Mishnah in Ksubis. The Mishnah in Ksubis says a person had, he was married to three women, and there were three Ksubis on him. One was a Ksuba of Amone, one is a Ksuba of Masai, and one is a Ksuba of Sholish Meus. They're all coming now, and each one wants to take from his Nechosa. So the Mishnah says a very interesting thing. In the first money, you have three people being goyve this money. The balas money, says the kumtir the money, the balas masayim kumtir the money, the balas sholish meis kumtir the money. So the first money we divide in thirds. Each one gets a third. The balas money is out of the picture already. The second money, so now the balas masayim, the balas sholish meis will divide that equally. Each one will get a half. The Sholish Meis, the third of the years, then the Baal Sholish Meis takes it Gansen for themselves. So you see a Bechlal, a different Oifen of Chalukah. That means we're in the money that there's three have an equal Shibud, they divide equally. The Masayim, two have an equal Shibud, they have equally. And the third money, only one is a Shibud. That's the Oifen of Chalukah. So the Rabbi Nechananu said, so it'll be the same thing over here by Masayim, Sholesh Meish, and Dos, that's how we'll divide it. The Masayim, all of them get equal Chalokim, and the Sholesh Meish, that's how the Rabbi Nechananu says. V'nire sheyesh l'chalik. Now what's the V'nire sheyesh l'chalik? So the Rashba says, it brings a different Baba Basra, he says, you can't mish these two in Yonim. There's a gviya mitayra shibut. That means each one is coming to tayra shibut. Your money is mishubut to me. So in tayra shibut, that's how you divide the shibut. In the 100, there's three goyven. In the 200, there's two goyven. The 300 is one goyven. In shibut, that's how it works. Here, it's totally in umdene. Who does he want to get more of the money? So we see the baal abba meis. He wants to get more than the baal shalish meis. So therefore, here there's a different Chaluke, that's what Tais means, v'nire sheyesh l'chaluk. Af al gav v'kama beinenitz. So the Gemara asked Akasha, that the Gemara had learned, goyve min ha'achin, even though the achin has ziburis. You goyve from the achin. K'tas, koshik tas, the maikos al kedait in the makshe, the loy meforish, and this is the second teretz of the Gemara, deine nifsa del achin. Why did the Gemara take literally, goyve min ha'achin? Voreisha diktoni, goive mikulo. What's shan the reisha? Is goive, the mouth is goive from all three of them? Akoksa forsh in ifsodim kulum. Dosam shita de shakul beininis. He's not goive from everyone. He doesn't take a little from each one. He takes his beininis. Watch a goive mikulum. All of them are going to lose. So here, goive ma'achim means that the achim are going to lose. So what was the hab means of the Gemara? That here in the safe, goive ma'achim means literally, I take from that. Shma mino, b'maton enamid ovid rabon en takant. Ba'af al gav v'yesh l'chalek. B'imat nashchimra l'shar matonis. Lo'im masik adai te demis, v'yoyiv kol nechosov, k'damrin el el. Lo'im masik adai te malve, demis loive v'ein ta'ne ilas delis, lo'im estav alay l'chalek. So now, so Tosfos, let's explain what Tosfos. Kasha is what Tosfos tells us. Tosfos asks Akasha. The Gemara said before, Amoira de Kezach, Meikar Adin, a Malva can only mon Ziburis. That's we didn't tell you. But Chazal saw that if you're going to go Meikar Adin, so all the Gemachan will close shop. No one will ever lend any money. I'm lending you money, give me back Ziburis, forget about it. Michael, I don't want people to stop lending. So if you're going to go Meikar Adin, so the Nilas Delas, if they lay them, no one will lend money. So Chazal said, so we have to be Vayas HaNoila. So we said, the Malva should be Gaiva Beinim. So they made a special takona, even though sekumtel nishbeinen is mikradin. But in order that you should be maskim to lend money, we say your din is bebeinen. That's the law. So the Gemara before said amir dekazar. The Gemara before said, what is if the loyve died and now this yisoimim? So the Gemara mentioned the svare. Now the malvaman ziburis. Why does the malvaman ziburis? So Taisus, because there's no nilus delus. When a loyve comes to a malve, and we tell the malve, you know, you can come from him beininis. So the malve will never. But what'll be if he dies? He doesn't think he'll ever die. That means he'll never hold himself back from lending money, because if the loyve will die, I'll get ziburis from the assignment. Who told him that the loyve is going to die? He's going to live for another 80 years. Why should I think that life is going to die? So the Gemara says that if there's no svare of Nehilas Delis, that means the reason why he's getting Ziburis is because he never thought that this might occur. So then we give them out for Ziburis. That's what the Gemara says before. So you bring the Raif from a Matna Shrimara. The case of a Matna Shrimmer is that the Shrimmer died. So you're saying, so now he mons Ziburis. You know why he mons Ziburis? Because there's not a kind of Nilas Delas. He never thought that the Leiva would die. And that was the Yisod we said before. Whenever the Malve does not think that this might occur, we never made a Takone. And he mons Mikyodin, he mons them Ziburis. So Taisa says, so what's the kasha yes? You bring your raya and klein gashayla where the din of the malvis bebeinen is. Did they make a takoni mons ziburis by bakabal matone? So you're bringing your raya from a neshchimera with the din of the malvis to mons ziburis. He doesn't deserve more than ziburis. So how did you bring a raya? That's Taisa's kasha. So it's a merdike kasha. That's Taisa's kasha. The lemasa gadaita malva the misloive the enkanilas delas loy mistavale lechalik. So Taisa said, "What? You didn't want to make a chilik." So the kanshay leben, I mean, it's a very big chilik. I mean, it's a very big chilik. So the Chasam Sofer wants to say, he says, "I'll tell you another thing. If there's a svore that there's no neilas delas when the loive dies because the malva never cholam that the loive is going to die." So there's no ne'ilis delis if the loive gives a matana to someone else. Because the malva never home, people don't give matanas. So memele, just like there's no ne'ilis delis, if something unusual occurred that the loive died, and the sinus matana is also no ne'ilis delis. So whatever you'll say, by shimera, you'll say by makabal matana. If this is a svara, say the same thing of the also. Then Taisa says, maybe Taka good kasha. It's speaking about Amatone b'mitzvahs. That means he's not a shchimera that died yet. He gave away mitzvahs nechosim. By mitzvahs nechosim, you make a kinyan, and it's chal mechayim. So it's speaking about that was given mechayim. So bechlau, there's no death of the loyve. It's speaking about Amatone b'mitzvahs. I mean, means Amatone shchimera. That's how Lachem Yisrael divides all his nechosim. Here it's speaking about that he didn't divide all his nechosim, he only divided a chelik of his nechosim. There's a beautiful masha. How did the Makshan know that it's speaking about that he divided a chelik of his nechosim? Maybe it's speaking about he divided all his nechosim. So the masha says, because Emerson is a raya from the Baraisa. If he divided all the nechosim, he should say, chalokim, give this one So much of a chelik. Of all the nechosim being divided, don't have to mention how much he's going to get. Mention chalokim. He gets a third of the nechosim, half of the nechosim, whatever it is. Why did he mention mosayim zu, shloish meyizuz? Alchem ha'eskin le ba'al choyv, mochemash v'da ba'al choyv mo'ucher, shekod ha'begova, ma shegova le'gova, tektoni yotza olav shtar choyv. So he takes away from the ba'al choyv mo'ucher, chen alocha b'mekaki. Okay. Now we're starting a new sugya. We had in the Mishnah, let us just see the Mishnah to refresh our memory. The Mishnah says as follows. Ein moitzien lachilas peiris ulishvach kakois ולמוזן האישה והבונס מנחוס המשובודם מתנאיתיקון האוילון. Now let us see what Rashi says. זאת רשי, let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. זאת רשי, אין מייצין לאכילס פרס ולשפח קרקויס. So Rashi says, the story is being by as follows. הגויזל סודה, a person stole a field, ומוכר לאחר, and he stole the field, and then he sold it. He sold the field. Now this lekeach did not tell him this is a stolen field. Bezora, so he planted things there. Betzomcha, b'osos apedis. Ubo nigzal. Now the nigzal comes to the lekeach. He says, Aganusvi, this is my field. You have to give it back to me. Vegova in peiriseho min alekeach. So he takes, listen, these peiris are mine. It's my karket. It's my peiris. Haroy ashbach. So Mamela, everything goes to me. Number one. The Lekeach invested the Yitzias in planting in the field, so that he gives them. But everything else goes to the Nixon. Fine. Now the Lekeach comes to the Moicha. We look at the Shtar. We look at the fine print that it says in the Shtar. The Shtar, it says, I'm selling you a karka. I'm a kabel achrayis. That the karka will ever be taken away from you. Let's say it's a stolen karka. Let's speak about all cases. I'm a kabel achrayis. So he goes and mums from the gazlan the money that he paid for the karka. The kosel shabachayim milu v'shtar. So this he come on a fill of a mishabode. This karka, this he can mon the chayes of the how much the lekeach paid he mon from mishabode. Rehi milva b'shtar. This is equivalent to milva b'shtar. That means everybody knows that the moicher sold a karke for $100,000, and he's a mekabel achayes in the shtar mecha. So everyone knows that if you're buying from this moicher, they know that the $100,000 is mishubed to this lekeach. So they'll be careful. If you buy karkois from him, make sure he's left over $100,000 of karkois. This is a milva b'shtar. Besa peiris minachosim b'nei chayim. But the peiris, that means he was mekabel, we'll see later. The moicha is mekabel also. If it's a stolen field, so the din is that the moicha says, I'll pay for the peiris that you planted, how much they're worth. So, but more than four times, v'chein l'shvach karkois. V'chein v'leim v'shabot. V'chein l'shvach karkois, im yishbicha leikeach b'netiyas ilonis, oitayva b'zevel v'daira. That means if the leikeach was mashbich, not peiris grew, he invested in the field and he was mashbich the field. He fertilized it. Or he planted trees and it's al kaponim. Now the kark is worth more. So everything the nixal takes, but the moicha is mechuyif to pay for it. That's what it says in the Shtar. We'll see, but this is only from the Chosin B'nei Chai. Now, let us see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. Ein maitzin l'achilas peiris. My time. Why can you mend the peiris from the Mishabodim? Oma reish lokish lefi she'ein ksuvin. Because this is not written. So we'll see in Rashi, we can take this literally. Let's see what Rashi says. V'fi she'en ksub, ha-peiris ha-lolu, she'nichtav shtar mechiris ha-karka ha-gzula. When this shtar was written, ha-bayin le-hoyu, that means there wasn't any peiris yet. That means, we'll see, it says in fine print or in bold print, it says that the moiches, as you know, if it's stolen, the peiris will be taken away from you, I'll pay you for it. But when the shtar was written, there were no peiris. It just was sold. Blaikosav b'shtar. But it says in the shtar as follows, Elaplaini mocha kalka plaini laplaini b'chai. That's what it says in the shtar. Hilka. The meha kalke, so the amount of money that was given to pay for the kalke, have a kimbil the b'shtar. This is black and white. It says in the shtar, I gave $100,000 for the kalke laharza achayusa olam. And this he came up from Mishaboda. Abu the Meya Peiris have a Kemilva al Pet. Well, I told him in Mishabdi. So, Tashi, Ba'apa Gab, the cost of it. And why is this a Milva al Pet? The same style, you read the fine print or the bold print, it says, Ano Eikim Vashpi Zvine Ilein Inun Vamaleim Ushvacheim Upeiriditoin. It says in the Shabbi thing. He said, I'm going to pay for the Peiris, I'm going to pay for the Shvach, and pay for everything. So why is this not called a Milva Bishah? So Rashi says, Ahani, this helps. This ksiva makes that the meichas mechuk the paper. V'ligvi mi b'nei chori, you can mon from b'nei chori. Avo mi mishabdi loy. Why? Why isn't this called a milva b'shtar? The time the milva b'shtar tolfi mi mishabdi. Why can a milva b'shtar, why can we give a mishabodim? Mishum v'is lei kolo. That means, Edim chasman ashtar, and faker the edim after the chasman ashtar, it's very important that they mafalsam what they did. You wrote a shtar, and then there was a the one of them mafalsam lateves alakuchas, faker that's the union of a milva b'shtar. So when they talk, you wrote a shtar, $100,000 deal over here, and they talk, and they might see akel, and everyone will know that this moicher. There's a shibud on $100,000 of his kakos. Meisekel. L'hach sive less leikola. But on the peiris, and on the shvach, there's no kol. The bishloi malakal, ke nofi kola, pleini mochla pleini, vikibola bachayis. Havel a peiris, eino nadayim, bishas mechire, ein kel yoyte. So the Rash bezukta voto. Rash was amir legvo. What should the Eidim talk about? You know? He owes $100,000, and also he owes for the payers. What payers? Who says there'll be payers? That means we're talking about something which is non-existent. I mean, what do you have to make a whole tumble? He owes another $50,000 for the payers. He also told you there'll be payers. So, Mamela, what they know about, they talk about. What they don't know about, now there's no payers, they don't know if there'll ever be payers, so what they to talk about? So they won't give a kill, you have to leave over another $50,000 for the payers. Who says it'll be $50,000? Could be won't know anything. Some a mailer. So they don't speak about this. So there's no kill. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. So even though the shtar mecha is equivalent to a milva b'shtar, but there's no kill on the payers and the shvach. Amalei Rav Abba Lula. V'mozoin ha'isha v'habonis. Now, mozoin ha'isha v'habonis. D'chman d'chsibi domi, u'ketoni ein meitziyan. Now, what's the kashya? Now, let's go further in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that mozoin ha'isha v'habonis. What's mozoin ha'isha v'habonis means that if he dies, the wife gets mozoinis. If also, his daughters get mezainis till they get married. Mozain ha'isha v'abonis. Now, this is written in the ksubit. This is at my ksubit. So this is ksivi. Now, let's just speak out taisvah, so let's get things straight. Mozain ha'abonis, it could very well be there's no koil. Because who says a lot of your daughters? So, mamela, there could be there's no koil by mozain ha'abonis. So it's very good. Mozain ha'abonis, you're not given from the koil. Aber Mosin Ha'isha, that he was mekabel himself. The state in the Ksubit, Mosin Ha'isha, that if he dies, she gets mezainis. And all the kuches who purchased kakois from him knew this, that this person got married and is mechayev himself mezainis lishtoyim yomus. So memeila, and here it says you don't want from the kuches. So what's the reason over here? Now let us see Rashi. Commander Sivi Domi, if my best knew, Umishani says, when she got married to him, Kail Yoitse, a Kail goes out, Shuhu Mishubit Lo, he's Mishubitor. This Nan we learned a Mishning Subis, like Kosav Lo, but non Lukvin Devil Himinoi. So he's still Mukhuyu. That a Yosla, the basic, Chayip, Shuk, my best, the Subis, the Pay Himara. So Memele, So the kasha is, so why don't you mon from the kuches from the mosin ha'isha? Yeah. זאת אין פתא גמרא אמלאי הוסר מיקרא הוכי איסקין when Chazal made this takona of Nai Ksube that is mechuyev to give mezoines for his wife and daughter, the takona was Ksube nein eitzel b'nei choyrin ben Ksube nein eitzel m'shabal. That you can never, that was the takona mitchil. You can never love him m'shabal. Why? Zot Rashi, mikor alochi yiski, nai bezn kach hoyo. This was the Tnai Bezen. She ksuvim eitzel b'nei choyim. Laich shuvim kichsuvim eitzel mishabod. It's kosuv b'nei choyim. Nach shuvim kichsuvim mishabod. Why? L'chi she'en l'cho odom reitzel likach sodem echaveroi imozei ishne nubonov choyzum olov elomis. That means, especially mozei neishe, that means if a person knows that they'll always mourn from him. Mozin Isha shall kill it for 80 years and he'll be paying up so the whole economy will become kalya. So they made a bezundere takone. This is a bezundere din. This is, you can't have such a takone. This is a psmaim shalom saif. You'll have the monke saida from the kuchas. Here there's a special takone that you can't mourn Mozin Isha babonis. Let us see Taisvitz. Ein meitzien lachilas peiris. Bepeirik naro tanya, chamisho goivim minashechorim, betone vishaya hoche bohosim. That means that we have some more cases you can only be goivim from b'nei chorim. Afagav dosim toni chamisho, for this wegen, you have to take the chamisho with a grain of salt. Lofi she'en ksuvim. Perish bekunteres, af al gav, the perkama de bomitziye, amrine she ken kaysed lo lekeach. The moicher baitse lo lekeach, an a ekim, ve ashpi, zvine, ilain, inun, amoleyen, ushfei, ushvocheyen, upeire ditu. That means, everything is written in the shtar, so how could you say it's not kosher, but everything is written in the shtar. Mikomokim, kiven de bishas ksive, loy ho, loy havi, Adayin shum shvach. There was no shvach whatsoever. Shas ksive ein keil loisa ksive lefize. So Rashi told us that ein ksuvim means not that it's not written. That which is written doesn't have an alimus of a milva bishtar, since the edim are not mapik akeil on this because they don't know bechlal if it ever will occur. לפי זה הוד פורך ומוזן האישה והבונס כמאן דחסיבי דומי. שלב מבונס פורך. מוזן הבונס is בכלל לא קשה. Because מוזן הבונס is, he didn't have any daughters yet. So also not מפיק הכל. אבל מאישה שהיא באוילו. אינמי דבונס נמי. Maybe he's asking מוזן הבונס also. מי לא יסכינן בהבו באוילו. כגוין דגיר שבהדרו. It could speaking about by he remarried her, so he had daughters by the first marriage. So now by the second marriage, he's mechuyed to be mefalnes the bonus to give mezainis for the bonus. So then it's called ksuvim. So the mezainis kashi for a moment, but wasn't the bonus also.